We continue 12 lines down from the top on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We, again, in the Mishnah mentioned that a Jew is not allowed to put their animal or place their animal in a stable owned by an idolater because we're concerned that the idolater will sodomize the animal. And then we had a brisa which indicated that you can purchase an animal from an idolater, so that sounds like we're not concerned about the sodomy. So we had two answers so far. The first answer was given by Rav, that was last week on Daf Chaf Beis, where Rav said there's never a concern of purchasing an animal from an idolater because when it's for the money, they're not going to damage their product. But a Jew putting his animal into the stable of an idolater, well then, the idolater has nothing to lose, so he'll sodomize. Ravina, on our daf, suggested there was a lechatchila and a bidi'eved idea that really a person shouldn't put their animal into the stable, but if they do, it's everything is fine. There's no concern for it. But that suggestion was rejected. So Rabbi Pedas comes along and offers a third solution and says as follows: Rabbi Pedas, Amar lo kasha, Harabi Eliezer, Harabanan. The Mishnah is following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that you can't put the animal in the stable. And the other opinion, which is a lenient opinion, is the Rabbanan. That's the opinion of the Braisa. How does it work? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Gave Paras Chatas. With regards to the Paraduma, we have a Mishnah which states, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eina Nikches Min Ovde Kochavim. You're not allowed to purchase a Paraduma from an idolater. It can only be purchased from a Jew, the Chachamim Matirim. But the Chachamim say it's fine. So says the Gemara, my love, says Rabbi Pedas, my love, Hakam Eflugi, isn't this exactly the machlokes? To Rabbi Eliezer, Savar Chayshin and Leravia. Rabbi Eliezer is concerned that the animal will be sodomized. And that's why he says you're not allowed to purchase the animal from an idolater because we assume it was sodomized. And that's why you can't place the animal in the stable because it will be sodomized. For Rabbanan, Savi Lo Chayshin and Leravia, the Rabbanan who say you are allowed to purchase a paraduma from an idolater also maintain that you can purchase an animal, any animal, from an idolater because there's no concern of bestiality or sodomy. That's Rabbi Pedas's suggestion. Says the Gemara Mimai, maybe that's not a good proof. Dilmak tukuli alma lo chashin on the Raviyah. Maybe no one is concerned about sodomy. In other words, it should never be an issue to purchase an animal from an idolater. But by paraduma, it would be a problem. Why? It's a special din based on Rabbi Eliezer's ruling is based on a ruling of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. That with regards to the paraduma, if you place, according to Rabbi Yehuda Marav, if you place a few empty sacks on top of the paraduma, it's already possible you can't use it because, as Rashi says, "Tchsiv asher lo ala aleha ol," that you didn't place any yoke on it. But even though this weighs absolutely nothing, it's considered a yoke according to Rav Yehuda Marav, and it would be possible. And that's why you wouldn't be allowed to use the animal. There's no concern of sodomy. It's just the concern is of placing a yoke on it. Mar Savar Chayshinan, Rabbi Eliezer says, we're choshesh, that placing that small burden on the paraduma is enough to disqualify it from being used. Mar Savar and the Rabbanan say, lo chayshinan, we're not concerned. But nobody at all is concerned about Raviyah. There's no concern of sodomy. Says Gemara lo, that lo sal kadaitach, mishum nicha purta lo mafsid tuva. You can't assume that the idolater is going to place a small little sack on top of the calf or the paraduma that he's trying to sell to the Jew, and he's going to ruin his chances of making a $5,000 sale by placing a weightless sack on top of his animal. It wouldn't make any sense. And therefore, it must be we're talking about Raviyah. It must be talking about sodomy. Well, then the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Hachanami Lema Mishum Hana Purta Lo Mafsid. Well, why do we assume that the idolater is going to, according to Rabbi Eliezer, sodomize the paraduma? Why would he want to waste that money, that potential $5,000 business deal, for the sake of one small little benefit or pleasure of sodomy, if there is such a pleasure. The Gemara says, Hasam Yitzro Tokfo. It's true that it's not in his best interest, but he desires, his Yetzer is going to bring him to sin or to succumb to sodomy with this animal. Now the Gemara says, "V'dilma dekuli ama lo chashin al reviyah." Well, maybe we can say that we're not concerned about sodomy. V'achai in the time of Rabbi Eliezer, k'tani shila, maybe, or k'tani shela. Maybe it's based on Shela's reasoning why he's strict about this paraduma. My time of Rabbi Eliezer, though the tani shela. My time of Rabbi Eliezer. What's the source of Rabbi Eliezer's rationale for not purchasing a paraduma from an idolater? Because it says, "Daber el bnei Yisrael, v'yikchu elecha bnei Yisrael yikachu ve'ein ha'ovid kachavim yikachu." That you purchase it from a Jew, you don't purchase it from an idolater. So you see, that's the source. It has nothing to do with sodomy. Just the pasuk says it's about you have to purchase it from another Jew. Says Gemara, no, lo sagadaitach. That can't be the only reason that the pasuk is the source for why Rabbi Eliezer doesn't allow you to purchase the animal from an idolater. Diktani Seifa, you know why? Because the Seifa of that Mishnah discussing Paraduma says as follows, V'chein hay Rabbi Eliezer posel b'chol ha-korbanos kulan. Rabbi Eliezer says all korbanos are not allowed to be purchased from an idolater. It's not just about the Paraduma. V'isak that the Diktani Shela, and if you're telling me that Rabbi Eliezer's source is only from Shela, the problem is b'shleim para that it only for paraduma makes sense because ksiv bekicha, the word kicha shows up. Elakula kabanos kicha ksiv behu, but the other kabanos it doesn't say kicha. That's a question. Does it say kicha by them? Of course it doesn't say kicha by them. So clearly the overwhelming concern of Rabbi Eliezer is sodomy, and that is why Rabbi Eliezer will be consistent and say you can never purchase an animal from an idolater, because we're concerned about Revia, and that is why in our Mishnah he said you're not allowed to place the animal in the stable of an idolater.